Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 7 o'clock. Today is Thursday, May 23rd, and this is Utah's Morning News. I'm Grant Nielsen.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, sunny and 43.
A malfunctioning traffic light causing delays at 5600 West. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour. Police are questioning the older brother of two boys found dead last night in West Point.
The brother went missing for several hours after the deaths were discovered. KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams is live on the scene in Davis County with the latest. Andrew?
Amanda, detectives have been in and out of this house this morning, snapping pictures inside. We saw the flashes. When they go through the house, they're wearing protective coverings on their feet. They're taking every investigative precaution. How the 4-year-old and 10-year-old died, we don't know yet. And Davis County Sheriff Sergeant Susan Polson doesn't know how the 15-year-old ties into this.
We just don't know. That's why we are calling him a person of interest and interested in speaking with him so we can find out more about what happened.
The 15-year-old was supposed to be watching the kids. He was AWOL when mom came home. Mom found the 4-year-old, saw him dead, and she called police. Live on the scene, Andrew Adams, KSL News Radio.
A deadly fall claims the life of a man by Bridal Veil Falls. Police say witnesses called them after they watched the victim fall off a cliff. Utah County Sheriff Sergeant Spencer Cannon says they're not sure if the man climbed up the mountain or came over from the top.
The rescuers said that where he fell was probably actually about 160 to 180 feet. Either way, when they got there, he was beyond any help.
Cannon says the victim is between 40 and 50 years of age, but they don't know who he is yet. The body will be taken to the Salt Lake County Medical Examiner.
KSL's top national story this hour. For the very first time, the Obama administration has admitted that U.S. drone strikes have killed 4 Americans since 2009. The president will talk about that during a speech later today. Brian Martin has the latest live at the KSL National News Desk. Brian?
Amanda, Attorney General Eric Holder took one for the team yesterday. He sent a letter to Congress finally admitting to these deaths from drone attacks that had been widely reported. 3 of those killed were not intentional targets. Today, President Obama gets his turn. He'll give a military speech in D.C. where he'll talk about the moral and ethical issues of using drones. The big question here, can the U.S. government kill U.S. citizens suspected of being terrorists? The president himself will acknowledge today it's now happened 4 times. Live, Brian Martin, KSL News Radio.
Other national stories we're following. 2 attackers savagely killed a man believed to be a British soldier just outside an army barracks in London. Tom Simons with the BBC reports the 2 suspects were shot and wounded by police.
This is now a complex police investigation of several connected parts. First of all, the body of the man killed in the initial attack. Then, the police shooting being scrutinised by the Independent Police Complaints Commission. And beyond that, counter-terrorism officers will be trying to work out who these men are, why they did this, and whether anyone else is prepared to carry out a similar attack.
The men reportedly told eyewitnesses the killing was, quote, because Muslims are dying by British soldiers every day.
All missing people are accounted for, and the cleanup has begun in Moore, Oklahoma. In all, 24 people were killed, 2,000 homes destroyed, and countless people devastated by the tornado.
Politics on KSL News Radio. An IRS official has taken the Fifth Amendment, but she is still being asked to come back and testify before a House panel.
We're not done yet. That's the view of Congressman Darrell Issa, chairman of the committee where Lois Lerner refused to answer questions about IRS abuses, citing the Fifth Amendment. Issa says Ms. Lerner may have left a legal loophole by insisting on a statement in which she said she'd done nothing wrong before she invoked the Fifth Amendment, and he'll try to get her back before the committee again.
That is ABC's Vic Ratner reporting from Capitol Hill.
A staff member at West Point Military Academy is accused of spying on female cadets with hidden cameras in the showers and locker rooms. He was a decorated combat veteran and in charge of 125 cadets, but now he has been relieved of his duties and charged with several counts.
A man suspected of stealing a truck apparently was picking up stolen goods while he was being followed by police. KSL News Radio's Randall Jepson has more live on the scene in Davis County. Randall?
Yes, Grant and Amanda, police spotted a stolen truck in Kearns around 10:30 last night, and they loosely followed it into Davis County. Now at that point, the suspect had noticed the cops and sped off. Police did spike his tires, and eventually he crashed. At that point, the suspect then abandoned the truck, but was caught.
In the back of the truck, when we first started following the vehicle, there was no property. And then after, we found that he now had property in the back of his truck.
Unified Police Sergeant Chad Egan says the suspect has a long criminal history of burglary. Live, Randall Jepson, KSL News Radio.
Two firefighters with the Unified Fire Department are accused of illegally obtaining pain pills, and a third is under investigation.
I think that you have three individuals who got into some issues on their own, and unfortunately, the human side of life comes into play occasionally, and they got into some issues and need to get some help.
Fire Chief Michael Jensen says all three employees were working at different stations on separate schedules.
Still to come on Utah's Morning News, thousands of Utahns are going on a road trip this weekend, but it will cost a little bit more to fill up the car.
Crash with injuries 3800 West at Jordan Landing Boulevard, and we'll check that and the rest of your commute coming up.
KSL News Time, 7:05.
Are you living paycheck to paycheck? Are your credit cards maxed out? Not paying some bills so you can take care of others? Or are you behind on the rent or utility bills? There is no better time than now to get your finances in order. The National Foundation for Credit Counseling, a nonprofit organization, offers a number of steps you can take to get yourself on the way to living debt-free. Track your spending for 1 month and report all your expenses, what kind and how much you spent. Use that to figure out where you can trim the fat. Look for low-cost alternatives to reduce expenses. Pack your lunch instead of buying it. Go to the library instead of the bookstore. When your credit card bills arrive, pay more and pay extra, exceeding the minimum payment. For more tips on how to recover from debt or get help in developing a budget, contact the NFCC to reach a certified counselor at 1-800-388-2227 or visit debtadvice.org. That's 1-800-388-2227 or visit debtadvice.org. A public service message from the NFCC.
Tired? Tired physically, tired mentally and emotionally? Aren't you just tired of feeling tired? Feeling like Superman or Wonder Woman would be nice, but most of us just want to get back to feeling normal. Not someone else's normal, but feeling your normal. Are you ready for a solution? If you're over 35, tired is probably tied to your aging body. It could be testosterone, thyroid, nutrition, hormone imbalance, activity, and a number of other things that simply change as you get older. Invigorate gets you back to being you. The you you want to be. Invigorate is a three-step program that will bring balance and energy back into your life. Yes, there is a science to this. It's not about killing yourself at a gym, and it isn't just about changing a diet. Call now to speak with Invigorate at 801-987-9777. That's 801-987-9777. Get back to your normal with the help from Invigorate. 801-987-9777.
Are you delusional?
And comes to be heard.
Yeah, I appreciate being able to talk a little bit about this.
KSL News Radio.
Coming up for you at 7:15.
Rubbing dirt on a wound for healing may be a legitimate idea. I'm KSL's Amy Iverson.
And the news at this hour is sponsored by Midwest Commercial Interiors, Utah's office furniture for 76 years. Midwest, design, furnish, and impress. KSL News Time, 7:08.
Heavy travel is expected this Memorial Day weekend throughout Utah, but it appears many will be making road trips a little closer to home. AAA projects about 2.6 million Mountain West residents will travel 50 miles or more this Memorial Day. We will have triple team traffic coverage for you starting this afternoon with Scott and Maria on KSL News Radio.
You'll be paying more for that road trip. Gas prices are on the rise again. ABC's chief business correspondent Rebecca Jarvis reports on how it's expected to affect the summer driving season.
A month ago, a family road trip from Minneapolis to the Grand Canyon would have cost about $700. Today, almost $900. And while the record prices have plateaued, experts say drivers on the coast should buckle up. Americans pay the most at the pump during summer months.
The national average for a gallon of gas is $3.66.
If you are hoping to find a camping spot at one of Utah's state parks, you are rapidly running out of time. Here's KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
It's typical for Utah campsites to be mostly filled for Memorial Day weekend, but Dina Loyola of Utah State Park say they're just as busy, if not busier, than they were last year.
29 of our 32 parks that offer camping are completely booked this weekend.
Loyola says the pleasant-looking forecast and the possibility that a lot of people just want to stay close to home for Memorial Day this year is sending interest in camping up.
I think this is a little bit more than we were prepared for.
She also thinks day visits to state parks and rounds of golf may be up from last year too. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 7:09. Traffic and weather together on the 9, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Andy Farnsworth is in the traffic center. How are things rolling?
Well, we're rolling really well on I-15. Looks like we had a traffic light problem causing some delays on northbound 56th West at California Avenue. Don't see quite as much of a backup now as there was earlier, but it may take you a couple of extra minutes to get through that intersection. But if you're taking the freeway right now, everywhere from Spanish Fork to Salt Lake City is rolling along, Ricky.
Andy, those good speeds continue for drivers coming in from the north. Southbound I-15 starting in Weber County around Ogden through Davis into the Salt Lake Valley. Now, Davis County still seeing some spots of busy traffic, especially between Parrish Lane and Centerville, down to about 2300 North. But again, we're in great shape. Over to the east, a problem-free commute, I-215, I-80, Foothill Drive, 7th and State. Zions Bank combines low rates with responsive turnaround times. Visit zionsbank.com/refinance to learn more. Subject to credit and collateral approval, restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman here at KSL Weather Center. Not going to be as warm as it was yesterday because a front has moved in. Some somewhat cooler air. Highs only in the mid-70s this time around. And mostly sunny. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
Right now it's sunny and 43 downtown.
Well, the Boy Scouts of America allow gay scouts, but leave in place a ban on gay scout leaders. They are meeting in Texas. They will be making that decision today. We don't know exactly when, but we expect later in the day you will hear that breaking news with Scott and Maria this afternoon on KSL News Radio.
102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
At Good Neighbor Pharmacy, we're more than a place to fill prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care and answers to your questions. Experience the exceptional service that a community pharmacy delivers. Get to know your neighbor at goodneighborpharmacy.com.
Visit a locally owned and operated Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in Utah today and pick up your 2-for-1 Tuesday Salt Lake Bees baseball vouchers. To find a participating Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in your neighborhood, visit slbees.com and click on promotions.
It's the biggest Memorial Day savings sale ever at Dave Smith Motors. This year's Memorial Day savings sale is so big, it's happening right now. We couldn't wait to share these savings with you. Choose from over 1,500 Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Chevy, GMC, Buick, Cadillac, and top quality pre-owned vehicles. Every vehicle is on sale and priced at a low, low, low price. You need to go to DaveSmith.com or call 800-635-8000.
Good, better, best. Good is choosing a certified public accountant to help you with your financial records and taxes. Better is one with experience and knowledge of your personal and business needs. Best is one who belongs to the Utah Association of CPAs. As you think about your tax return preparation this year, especially in the light of the confusing and always changing tax laws, consider this. CPAs will save you the most money on your taxes. CPAs are more competitive price-wise than the big box store preparation guys. CPAs are the most qualified to prepare your taxes and get you the most money back you deserve. Along with extensive tax expertise, CPAs can also provide you business advising, financial planning, general accounting, and investment advising. Hire a CPA and be sure you're getting the most out of your taxes. Go to uacpa.org to find a CPA that's right for you. That's uacpa.org. Brought to you by the Utah Association of CPAs.
Not many foods are fun to watch cook. Then again, not many foods are lean beef. Every smoke and pop is a feast for the eyes. And every sizzle, oh, it takes your taste buds for a little bit of a ride. That's why we gather around the grill. That's why our appetites awaken at the first sight of grill marks. It's a celebration of the oldest recipe there is. Beef, fire, and a little bit of sunshine. So grab summer by the grill and look forward to your next great barbecue. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Turn up the sizzle in your summer and have some fun. And fire up the grill with lean beef. Its flavor and juiciness will satisfy both your taste buds and appetite. For delicious beef recipes and cooking information, go to utahbeef.org. And remember, above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner. Brought to you by Utah Ranchers and the Beef Checkoff.
Things up. Sir, are you kidding me?
9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Special breaking news and traffic on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour.
Two boys found dead in their West Point home. Their older brother was put in charge. Cops are seeing what he knows. On KSL News Radio's Ian Tirado.
Other local stories we're following this hour. Two Unified Fire Authority employees are on administrative leave this morning, and police may still arrest a third employee. They're accused of illegally obtaining pain medications.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships.
I-15 starting to fill in a little bit now in Sandy and Midvale as you head north. Southbound traffic has been kind of heavy all morning, but it hasn't switched to delays as of yet between Farmington and Salt Lake City. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A little cooler today, mix of sun and clouds and mid-70s the high. I'm Grant Wayman for the KSL Extra.
Right now downtown, 43 degrees.
Some employers are trying to avoid penalties under the federal health law by offering very limited plans. They can lack key benefits such as hospital coverage. But Jeremy Sewell of the Salt Lake Society of Human Resource Managers says there are federal and state standards that have to be met.
So these bare bones benefits are either going to need to transition to meet the bronze level requirements or be eliminated altogether, and a bronze level requirement benefit will have to be provided.
Sewell says Utah's standards wouldn't allow for such a plan to be offered.
I'm Amy Iverson with the Browsers. I remember as a kid my mom put mud on my bee sting, and it turns out she knew what she was doing. Researchers at Arizona State have found certain types of clay are antibacterial. Clays rich in specific metallic ions were able to kill E. coli and other pathogens. They cautioned, though, that clay can also contain dangerous metals like mercury and arsenic. Amy Iverson, KSL News Radio.
Earlier this morning, we talked with former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. He had some observations on Benghazi and the IRS scandal. We will replay that conversation coming up at 7:45.
KSL's top national story. President Obama will talk about the need for greater transparency in U.S. drone strikes during a speech today. He'll speak this afternoon at the National Defense University in Washington, D.C.
Now, for more of our top national stories, here's Brian Martin at the KSL National News Desk.
Bombing Boston bombing suspect Tamerlan Tsarnaev might have already been a killer even before the marathon blast. The FBI says the older Tsarnaev is now suspected in a drug-related triple murder that happened long before the bombing. Life or death? The Jody Arias jury is deadlocked. Judge Sherry Stevens got the word from the jurors late yesterday.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have received your note indicating that you are unable to come to a unanimous decision.
And she told them to get back to work, which they will do today. Deliberations over the convicted killer's fate continue today in Phoenix. The Boy Scouts vote today whether to admit openly gay teenagers. 1,400 members of the national leadership will cast ballots. The ban on gay adult leaders will remain in place. We'll have that decision for you live this afternoon as soon as it comes in right here on KSL News Radio. The holiday weekend's coming, and gas prices are on a tear, climbing for the last 17 straight days to an average of $3.66 a gallon. Here are a couple of gas saving tips from ABC's Rebecca Jarvis.
Some tips for your trip. Park in the shade. It'll mean less gas evaporates, and a cooler car means less AC. Plus, fill the tank all the way up. Filling up halfway only means you'll burn more gas going to and from the station.
You'll save a few thimbles of gas, couple of bucks, right? Just a couple of thimbles. Chelsea Fierce is graduating high school today in Clayton County, Georgia, against all odds. She's the class valedictorian. Isn't this awesome?
Yeah.
She has a GPA of 4.46. She scored a 1,900 on her SATs. All these honors she earned while homeless, living in shelters or her mom's car. She studied at night under the light of her cell phone. She says it wasn't easy to study in a homeless shelter, but she did. She's now headed to Spelman College with enough credits to be a college junior.
Amazing.
Those are awesome stories.
I mean, there's just it makes you think.
You
have no excuse.
Just go, come on, get to work.
You have no
Let's
excuse.
Let's get going.
Yeah, really.
That's right.
Wow, thank you, Brian.
Thank you for sharing that. Donald Rumsfeld, former Secretary of Defense, two-time Secretary of Defense, spoke with us this morning. And, you know, we think of him for his public service, but he was also the CEO of two Fortune 500 companies. And he shares with us coming up his take on why companies aren't hiring right now. Fascinating stuff. That's at 7:45 on KSL News Radio.
And you've been listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45 past the hour.
Right now, 7:19, traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And back to you, Andy.
Well, the I-15 corridor has been a good drive this morning. Nothing that you need to avoid. No real slow spots as of yet. Certainly, traffic volumes are building as you head north through the Salt Lake Valley. We had a report of an accident on Jordan Landing Boulevard right off of Bangor Highway in West Jordan, and it looks like that accident, just a couple vehicles over to the shoulder, They're in the left turn lane, So it's blocking one of the two left turn lanes, but you can still make it through the intersection, Ricky.
Andy, we do have some busy traffic for southbounders in Davis County. Now, no delays, but it's been a little heavy at times as you're going from Centerville through Bountiful and Woods Cross headed towards the north interchange. Again, moving along just fine. Overall, other roads up to the north, Highway 89, I-84, Legacy Parkway, have all been in good shape with no problems this morning. Mosey Cloud Backup by EMC. Protect your critical business files and securely access them from any computer, smartphone, or tablet with Mosey, the most trusted name in cloud backup. Learn more at Mosey.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's find out about our seven-day forecast. Grant Wayman is here with us. Good morning, Grant.
Hey, morning to both of you. I don't know if you noticed it, but it is a little cooler out there this morning. We really warmed up yesterday, and then it started to cool in the afternoon. So a front has moved by, and it's going to keep us really, really nice today. Lots of sunshine. Not as warm as yesterday, but pleasant into the low and the middle
70s. I was going to say, we're already really nice.
Well, Grant. Of course. You guys are extra nice. And 20 years, you know.
Yeah.
We could go on.
Oh, you heard about that.
I did. You know, I did. A little buddy told me about it. All right, never mind. All right, anyway, sunshine again tomorrow and just as pleasant, mid-70s again. And then just in time for the extended weekend, we get a warmer day up to near 80 on Saturday and Sunday. A few more clouds on the holiday, but it still looks like it's going to be around 80, guys. So really, really looking good statewide. And into middle of next week, we may start to see a few more of those scattered showers. But again, all the way through the Memorial Day weekend, it looks like it's going to be really, really nice.
Beautiful.
All right. Thank you, Grant.
Yep.
Have a good day. It's 43 downtown.
The search for Susan Powell. Special coverage on KSL News Radio.
So much speculation about how missing West Valley mom Susan Powell felt toward Josh and her state of mind.
Now we're hearing directly from her in a new video released by police. Here's KSL 5's Jennifer Stagg.
She shot this video here in her house as a way to document all of her belongings in case something were to happen to her. And now knowing what we know now at this point, and also all that we do not know, it is certainly haunting.
This is me, July 29th, 2008.
It's like a voice from the grave. If only there were confirmation Susan Powell was indeed dead.
Covering all my bases, making sure that if something happens to me or my family or all of us, that our assets are documented.
Many of Susan's friends and family said she had concerns for her safety, but this is the first time we are able to hear it from her in her own words. In her own voice.
Hope everything works out and we're all happy and live happily ever after as much as that's possible.
Police released thousands of documents involved with her case spanning 3.5 years. Included was this video.
Josh locked this, but this is all of his files. See, locked.
It's a video tour through the Powell home, with her son Charlie playing nearby. Susan details all of the family's belongings and hints several times at a rocky relationship.
And Josh felt the need to bust a hole in the wall, broke this and threw all my DVDs and made a mess. Because he was angry at me.
Also released Susan's handwritten will. She writes she does not trust Josh, that he had threatened her, and that she wanted to leave a paper trail in case anything happened. If I die, it may not be an accident, she wrote, even if it looks like one.
Not worth thousands of dollars, but I have assets.
That is Jennifer Stagg with that very chilling audio.
Just inconceivable.
Yeah.
Boy, police are on site at a home in West Point this morning trying to figure out how two brothers died. The third brother is a person of interest, and we'll have the latest on that coming up on KSL.
KSL News Time with Grant and Amanda, 7:23.
It is time for Zions Bank Speaking on Business with Chris Redgrave.
In the business world where you have companies that are true innovators like Blendtec and others who want a copy, who doesn't want the original? Blendtec has created a patented blender with a computerized program, so all you have to do is push a button, and it will use the exact program to create your product, from smoothies to heated soups and homemade ice cream. It's so popular, you can now find Blendtec in over 90 countries worldwide. It's no wonder this Orem company has been named Utah's Exporter of the Year. 10 years ago, Blendtec pioneered the idea of plungerless blending, where the jar is shorter with larger blades. They were also the first company to have a sound enclosure to put around the blender, which you can now find in 60 countries around the world through partnerships with companies like Jamba Juice, Starbucks, or Baskin Robbins. Their blenders run from a line of around 6 products for the home, all the way to a $14,000 self-serve smoothie machine, which puts out your smoothie with the desired flavorings in about 32 seconds. The genius behind this company is founder Tom Dixon, who's been inventing and innovating for over 30 years. He holds 2 patents on the BlendTec jar alone. He's also known for his role in the company's Will It Blend videos on YouTube, which have worldwide following. BlendTec also has a strong presence in the social media realm with over 100,000 fans on Facebook and around 500 million views on YouTube. BlendTec has grown to a staff of 300 employees in their Orem warehouse. They take pride in their comprehensive automation process and in having their manufacturing based here. Their blenders are over 90% made in the USA. Taking care of employees is also an important focus, and they have a doctor right on site at BlendTec. There's also a fitness center, personal trainer, massage therapist, so employees have a balanced and healthy culture at BlendTec. Now that's a strong employee culture. For Zions Bank, I'm Chris Redgrave. Speaking of business.
From practical to playful, Clairfield City is home to Lifetime Products, the largest manufacturer of residential basketball equipment, heavy-duty plastic tables and chairs, and outdoor sheds. Clairfield City, the city that literally has it made, is right here in our own backyard. From practical everyday products, Lifetime folding tables and chairs, gardening sheds and composters, to playful products, basketball standards, teeter-totters, swing sets to kayaks and paddleboards. Lifetime makes products to fit your lifestyle, no matter what you're into. Shooting hoops, organizing get-togethers, planting a vegetable garden, or kayaking down a river. Lifetime Products makes durable, lasting products. Impressive manufacturers, a first-class city. That's Clairfield City. Clean family living with neighborly neighborhoods, spacious parks, good schools, and a leading manufacturing hub. Good for job growth for our local community. Now you know why the slogan, "We've Got It Made," is true. It's not just about basketball standards, but a standard of living. It's a way of life. Clairfield City.
100 years of producing local, fresh, high-quality eggs. Visit Oakdale.com.
Watching Utah's money, big cities surpass the rate of growth in their surrounding suburbs at an even faster rate than last year. Economists say it's a sign Americans prefer urban living after the economic downturn.
The Federal Reserve helped push stock prices higher than lower yesterday. Prices surged when Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke suggested the central bank would not slow its massive economic stimulus program.
CEO pay, which fell 2 years straight during the Great Recession, but rose 24% in 2010 and 6% in 2011, has never been higher.
Just before the bell, the markets are down. Dow futures down 119, S&P's down 14, the Nasdaq down 23.
A 4-year-old and a 10-year-old found dead in their home. Their older 15-year-old brother is now in custody as a person of interest. The details we have coming up next on Utah's Morning News.
This time of year, traffic reports every 10 minutes on the nines is just the start. This Thursday and Friday, get triple team traffic all afternoon as Utahns head out of town. That's triple team traffic Thursday and Friday afternoon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
On May 23rd through the 25th in Ephraim City in beautiful San Pete County,
Scandinavian roots surround you with a genuine Scandinavian festival.
Fun, free, and unique activities for the whole family. Information at
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Featuring a Scandinavian Heritage Conference Thursday evening and Friday morning, Elder Russell M. Nelson will be the keynote Thursday speaker and will share some of his heritage in San Pete Valley and the importance of family history. Other presentations include Scandinavian pioneer history and art, May 23rd through the 25th in the town of Ephraim.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Friday noon through Saturday at dusk, the festival grounds on the north side of Snow College campus will buzz with costumes, dancing, storytelling, entertainment, and
the kids will have fun with our parade and places to play, delicious foods, and beautifully costumed dancers.
Don't miss the BYU International Folk Dancers on Saturday evening.
A short drive from just about anywhere in Utah.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
9 traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Back to Andy Farnsworth.
Well, if you're heading north on I-15, you've got all clear through Utah County, starting to fill in a bit more between 106 South and 5300 South. They're cleaning up the accident on 70th South, which is essentially Jordan Landing Boulevard and Bangor Highway in West Jordan. Ricky?
Andy, we are still looking at a very good drive southbound on I-15. We haven't had any kind of delays or problems for those coming in from Ogden through Davis County into the Salt Lake Valley, but traffic has been busy and kind of crowded as you're going through 5th South Bountiful into about 10th North. New Ram 1500 quad cab for just $219 a month at Larry H. Miller Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Sandy. Online at LHMDeals.com, Larry H. Miller Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Sandy. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center. A push of cooler air from the northwest started to move in yesterday afternoon, so it's not going to be as warm today. Highs in the low to mid-70s. And mostly sunny. Traffic and weather together. Every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Grant Nielsen and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time 7:30.
It is 44 degrees.
Now starting to see some morning drive delays. I'm Ricky Meese.
Our top local story, what happened and why? Two young boys are dead in West Point and their older brother went missing for hours.
Police say he was found overnight and they want to talk to him. KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams is live on the scene with more. Andrew?
Amanda, the sun has come up here, but cops have yet to shed more light on what took place. Mom came home, found her 4-year-old dead, 10-year-old also found dead by police, but the 15-year-old who was supposed to be watching the two, missing at the time. He was located later on, and investigators have been trying to get answers out of him.
I don't have any information on the insight into his behavior, what's going on with him.
Davis County Sheriff Sergeant Susan Polson has characterized the teen as a person of interest in his brother's death. The teen has made headlines before. In 2011, it appeared he'd run away from home. There was a search for him, and he was obviously located then. Live on the scene, Andrew Adams, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national story this hour. The FBI now says the Boston bombing suspect, who was killed in a shootout with police, was involved in a triple homicide back in 2011. Brian Martin has the details live at the KSL National News Desk. Brian?
Grant, this new information came from Tsarnaev's friend, who was just shot and killed by an FBI agent yesterday in Florida. Agents are questioning Ibrahim Todashev about what he knew about the bombings. That's when he spilled it, said Tamerlan Tsarnaev helped him kill three people in Massachusetts 2 years ago after a drug deal went bad. Todashev not only confessed and said he did it, he told agents Tsarnaev helped him do it. Yesterday during questioning, Todashev then attacked an agent using a knife. That agent shot and killed him. Live, Brian Martin, KSL News Radio.
Other national stories KSL is following. The FBI has arrested a Washington man for possibly sending ricin-laced letters. The letters were intercepted last week by postal officials. ABC's Melissa Luck reports the arrest follows an extensive search of the suspect's apartment.
Everyone who came out of the apartment had to be decontaminated afterwards, but they will not indicate either way what led them to Matthew Bouquet, and also what they may have found in the apartment on Saturday, which led to their arrest on Wednesday.
So far, no one has been sickened from the ricin.
A handwritten will and a video left behind by missing West Valley mom Susan Powell seems to indicate that she was worried about Josh Powell.
Covering all my bases, making sure that if something happens to me or my family or all of us, that our assets are documented.
In the will, Susan says if she dies, it may not be an accident, even if it looks like one. She also writes she doesn't trust Josh and that he had threatened her.
Utahns donated more than $81,000 for Oklahoma tornado victims in just a matter of hours. KSL and the Red Cross teamed up in a telethon Tuesday night, and donations were accepted yesterday as well through KSL.com.
In Oklahoma, the Red Cross, the Salvation Army, and many more are helping the tornado victims this morning.
Groups of friends who have set up along the side of the road handing out toiletries, handing out water, handing out clothing even, because you have to think these people lost everything. And there are even people who are walking into the hardest hit areas, pushing wheelbarrows full of cold water as these people are out in the hot sun trying to sift through all of the rubble and debris, trying to salvage anything they can from their homes. Their neighbors are there giving them a helping hand.
That is ABC's Marcy Gonzalez reporting from Moore.
Many of us will hit the road this Memorial Day, but it also starts off the 101 critical days of summer when we see more accidents than any other time of year. KSL News Radio's Randall Jepson starts off our team coverage live. Randall?
Yes, Grant and Amanda, no matter where you're going.
Just biking and hiking and just enjoying the sun.
The Utah Safety Council says make sure your car is in good shape before you take your trip. Take an emergency kit with food and water, and also try to limit those distractions. Now they also tell the Daily Herald that you should plan out your route, check road conditions before driving, and be sure to get plenty of rest before and take breaks along the way. Another safety concern is all those trailers and RVs out on the road. Our team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly.
With 35 million people expected to hit the roads this weekend, arriving safely is a big concern. AAA spokesperson Rolaine Faircloth says always make sure you leave enough room between you and the larger vacation vehicles. They can't stop as fast as you. And it's important to stay safe if you run into trouble. If you're stuck at the side of the road, ask someone to call help. Don't get into a stranger's car.
And KSL News Radio has triple team traffic coverage for you this Memorial Day weekend.
Utah's morning news continues.
How millennials are shifting the political landscape. I'm Logan Daniels.
And speeds are starting to slow down for those headed northbound, leaving Lehigh and approaching the point of the mountain.
KSL News Time, 7:35.
Join the KSL Block Party on our Facebook page and win thousands of dollars in prizes. Visit Facebook.com/KSL News Radio and enter to win our Block Party giveaway. You could win a month's mortgage from Mount America Credit Union. And we'll throw in a new barbecue, two beach cruiser bikes, and a $200 gift certificate to Daisy Maids, courtesy of RC Willie and Grow Social. Enter to win by visiting Facebook.com/KSL News Radio. But you need to hurry. The Block Party ends June 3rd.
At Good Neighbor Pharmacy, we're more than a place to fill prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care and answers to your questions. Experience the exceptional service that a community pharmacy delivers. Get to know your neighbor at goodneighborpharmacy.com.
Visit a locally owned and operated Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in Utah today and pick up your 2-for-1 Tuesday Salt Lake Bees baseball vouchers. To find a participating Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in your neighborhood, visit slbees.com and click on promotions.
The most important step to a beautiful lawn is an application of Revive. Hi, Dale Langford here. You know, I've been writing lawn and garden columns for over 40 years, and I found one product that really works. It's Revive Organic Soil Treatment. Revive is a proven, unique formula of wetting agents, soil conditioners, and nutrients. It's organic-based, safe for kids and pets, and will not burn your lawn. Revive moves fertilizer and water down deep to the roots. Hey, that saves water and fertilizer, and that saves money. The results? Get greener grass with less water, a lush, dark green, healthy lawn without brown spots and dry areas. And remember, saving water is saving money. Revive is available at your favorite garden center. Visit Revive.com for more information and store locations. Use Revive every few weeks for the greenest lawn on your block. In fact, use Revive right now. It works.
Rather than trickle down, this is trickle up.
9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
Coming up on the KSL Extra at 7:45, former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld talks to us about Benghazi, military sexual assaults, and the IRS scandal.
The news is sponsored by Zero Res. Book 3-room cleaning for Memorial Day, and the 4th room is free. Call Zero Res at 2880. KSL News Time is 7:37.
The National Council of Boy Scouts of America is expected to vote on a resolution today saying no youths would be denied membership because of the identification of their sexual orientation. More than 1,400 scout leaders from across the country will vote in a secret ballot. The resolution does not lift the ban on gay scout leaders.
It appears the political divide will stay with us. A Harvard study on political affiliation shows millennials probably won't be able to heal it. KSL News Radio's Logan Daniels has more.
The Institute of Politics at Harvard found the gap between college-age students who either approve or disapprove of President Obama has grown by 9 points since the November election. While many in the age range agree on liberal social issues, they differ on fiscal policy. University of Utah political science professor Matthew Burbank says this study is not a good predictor of the future.
For many of them, this is really their beginning time as being an adult, and so many of these issues are not really very tangible to them or necessarily very important.
Burbank says a single stance on an issue may be conservative or liberal depending on the year. Logan Daniels, KSL News Radio.
The valedictorian of a high school in Clayton County, Georgia, has a GPA of 4.466, scored 1,900 on the SAT, but what is truly remarkable is that her family was homeless for most of her high school years, living in shelters and her mother's car.
Don't give up. Do what you have to do right now so that you can have the future that you want.
17-year-old Chelsea Fierce will go to Spelman College in the fall and already has enough credits. She'll be a college junior.
Bravo. Yeah. KSL News Time is 7:39. Traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And how's the commute look now, Andy?
Still in good shape overall on I-15, but slowdowns beginning to appear on the stretch between 114th South and 90th South, where it usually appears first. And our heavy traffic has turned into some slowdowns between SR-92 and Point of the Mountain on I-15 in the north end of Utah County. Ricky?
Andy, we do have traffic that is heavy and dipping below the freeway limit. I wouldn't exactly call it slowing down, but there by 5th South and Bountiful, it's definitely not running at the freeway limit. So that's what you're going to see. You're not going to see any kind of real stop-and-go delays, although we may not be too far away from that. Once you're past Bountiful and reaching the north interchange, speeds are going to improve. Now, we've had a very nice, quiet drive all morning long over to the east on the freeways of I-80 and I-215, and no problems on the downtown city streets. Visit a local Good Neighbor Pharmacy for a 2-for-1 Tuesday Salt Lake Bees baseball voucher. For a participating Good Neighbor Pharmacy in your neighborhood, visit slbees.com. Click on promotions. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman at the KSL Weather Center. Well, we had a front that moved through yesterday afternoon. Maybe you noticed it. The wind shifted. It started to cool down a little bit. So it's going to be a cooler day today, mostly sunny, and no more 80s. Highs in the 70s. Really pleasant weather. Traffic and weather together. Every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
Downtown Salt Lake, sunshine, 43 degrees.
Of course, we're watching what's going on in Dallas as Boy Scouts of America leaders from all over the country are meeting there, and they are expected to vote late in the day today on this controversial decision of whether scouts who have identified themselves as gay will be allowed to participate in scouting around the country. This will not affect, as we understand it, whether or not scout leaders who are gay.
That ban is still in place.
That ban is still in place, but it affects scouts who have identified themselves as gay, whether they will be allowed to participate. The second we know that decision, we'll share it with you, and we expect it late today. So on your way home, make sure you tune into KSL News Radio.
That's at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station. You and I have both had the same situation occur where somebody has seen us with our phones, our AT&T, you know, phones, and they've said, hey, that's a great, do you like that phone?
Yeah.
And we're always asked, do you like that phone?
My son is really jealous of my HTC One 32 gig phone.
And, well, he should be. See, the thing that AT&T does is they have, great sale on phones. We'll tell you about that in a second. But they wanted to know, you know, what we thought of them in our area. So they hired Root Metrics, an independent third-party research company.
And Root Metrics tested overall call, text, and data performance across our area, and AT&T came out on top.
Let me give you some facts here. You can get half off the newest smartphones like the HTC One, the 32 gig, the phone that Grant and Amanda use. We each have our own, of course. Samsung Galaxy S4 16 gig or BlackBerry Z10 now for $99.99 when you trade in your current smartphone.
Visit an AT&T store today. Just click on att.com/Ogden or call 1-866-MOBILITY.
AT&T Rethink Possible. This is a limited time offer. Select locations in store only. Subject to change. Pay $199.99 with a 2-year agreement with minimum monthly voice and data plan. Use $100 savings from the qualified trade-in 3 years or newer.
Limit one special offer savings. Use per device purchase. Early termination and other fees and terms apply. Visit a store for offer details. Ranking based on Root Metrics Ogden Root Score report, May 2013. Your experience may vary. For more information, visit rootmetrics.com.
Murray Arts in the Park evening season opens Friday, May 31st with On the Air, an old-time radio show featuring songs from the 40s and 50s. For just $40, you can enjoy 9 productions, including symphony ballet, jazz, bluegrass, and musicals like Doo-Wop, Wed Riding Hood, While Dancing Princesses, and Oklahoma. Phone 864-264-2614 for a complete season schedule that includes additional free daytime concerts for the whole family. For more information, call 801-264-2614.
It's the biggest Memorial Day savings sale ever at Dave Smith Motors. This year's Memorial Day savings sale is so big, it's happening right now. We couldn't wait to share these savings with you. Choose from over 1,500 Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Chevy, GMC, Buick, Cadillac, and top quality pre-owned vehicles. Every vehicle is on sale and priced at a low, low, low price. You need to go to DaveSmith.com or call 800-635-8000.
Outlet shopping is more accessible than ever just off I-15 exit 284 next to Cabela's at the new outlet at Traverse Mountain.
The amazing collection of stores includes Utah's first Michael Kors outlets, La Crusade, Pro Image, Go Light, and Under Armour. Traverse Mountain has something for everyone, including outlet favorites like J. Crew, Calvin Klein, Loft, Coach, Nike, Polo Ralph Lauren, and more. Enjoy new stores from Motherhood Maternity, Oakley Vault, and Quiksilver. To satisfy your senses, dine at Johnny Rockets, or for the lighter side, Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory. Shop the Memorial Day Sidewalk Sale Friday, May 24th through Monday, May 27th. Spend $250 and receive a $10 gift card to the outlets. Redeem at customer service in the Grand Lobby. While supplies last, visit outlets at TraverseMountain.com for a complete list of stores, hours, and events. That's outlets at TraverseMountain.com. Discover your outlet at Traverse Mountain, just off I-15, exit 284. For more, visit outlets at TraverseMountain.com.
Midwest, design, furnish, and impress.
Doug Wright. This is going up the food chain rather than trickle down. This is trickle up.
9 to noon on KSL News Radio. The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Extra traffic and extra weather on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour, tragedy and a mystery in West Point. A mother found two of her children dead, and we don't know yet how they died. The older brother is considered a person of interest.
Other local stories we're following this hour on KSL News Radio.
A medical examiner is trying to identify the man who died after falling nearly 200 feet near Bridal Veil Falls in Provo Canyon. Witnesses saw the man fall at about 8 last night. He had no ID on him, and he appeared to be alone.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships.
Typical delays on I-15 now from Bangor Highway to 90th South. South 15 also slowing down in stretches of Centerville, Bountiful, and going into Woods Cross. Now the 21st South Freeway backed up near 7200 West. Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Cooler today, mid-70s. And sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman for the KSL Extra.
And right now, downtown, it's 44 degrees.
Earlier this morning, we had an opportunity to speak with two-time Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld.
And we started with the Benghazi investigation and his thoughts on all that has been revealed since the attack.
Well, I think until the congressional hearings are over, we will not really know ground truth as to what took place. We do know certain things. We do know it was the anniversary of September 11th. And that people were alert to that. We know it was the threats were serious enough that the British pulled their people out of Benghazi. We know it was serious. The threats about Al-Qaeda-related organizations were serious enough that our people there asked for additional security and for whatever reason didn't get it. I think that what's important is that the congressional hearings go forward and those tough questions are asked.
Can I ask you, Mr. Secretary, about sex abuse in the military? And we hear the statistics that 1 in 4 women in the military experiences some sort of sex abuse. And in light of that statistics, what can be done?
Well, I don't know. It is a problem in an organization where there's a hierarchy and some people are subject to authority above them. And this is true in a corporation. It's true in private organizations, as it is in the military. And I suspect that the data might be more in, better collected in the military than it is in the private sector. But if it's as serious as it sounds, it seems to me that we simply as human beings have to have zero tolerance for that. And the only thing I can think of is if that's what it is, then they need to find a mechanism that is different from the authority mechanism that currently exists for flushing out any kind of abuse, whether it's oral or physical.
We're talking with former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. Mr. Secretary, regarding the IRS scandal quickly, when we think about what the president did know or should have known, what can the White House do or what can the politicians do to regain the public trust in an agency with such wide sweeping influence as the IRS?
Well, I think you hit the right word. I think the problem is the American, this is so serious a problem because the IRS is so powerful, has so many people and so many rules, and our tax system is completely out of whack. I send a letter when I send my taxes in and I say, here's my tax form, here's my money, and I want you to know I have no idea if I'm paying the right amount because the tax laws are so complicated, I can't understand them. And people are frightened of the IRS. And to think that it's turned against the American people, it doesn't matter if it's turned against you because if it can turn against someone else next door, it can turn against you tomorrow. And I think it's a very serious matter and something that, that the Congress is going to have to continue to pursue and find ground truth on.
So many of us know you from your public service, Mr. Secretary, but knowing that you were the CEO of two Fortune 500 companies, do you have any comment on why companies aren't hiring?
Well, they are. The reason they're not hiring is because they're not foolish, I guess, is the first thing. And they have other people's money. They have shareholders' money, and they have to make decisions about where they're going to invest and what's the risk-benefit ratio. And they see a government that is increasingly intrusive, where regulations are creating an environment that's inhospitable to an investment. And what they do is they're able to look around the world and look around the country and make investments where they believe it makes sense. And to the extent the government creates an environment that's inhospitable here in the United States or in a state, then they'll vote with their feet. Money's a coward. They'll go where they can find a decent return. And uncertainty is a killer for investment. As long as the government behaves in a way that seems that they, you can't predict where you're going to be or what the results will be, and the regulations are burdensome relative to other opportunities, they're just simply not going to hire people.
Two-time Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld with us on KSL, and you've been listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45.
KSL News Time 7:49, traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. How about now, Andy?
Well, our usual delays in our usual spots. It went really well for a while, but now we're seeing backups between SR 92 and Point of the Mountain, and then another real thick stretch of traffic from 123rd South up through 90th South before it clears out. Doesn't look too bad until you get into downtown, and then there's a little bit of delay near 13th South. Ricky?
Andy, we are seeing some slowdown southbound on I-15. We have a small patch right around Shepherd Lane in the Farmington area. And then you have just another patch there right by the Highway 89 merge. But most of your Davis County delays are going to be southbound on I-15 between Parrish Lane down to about 2600 South Woods Cross. They break up before another patch of slowing starting right after Beck Street at about 2300 North Warm Springs Road. RSL faces the Chicago Fire at Rio Tinto Stadium on Saturday, May 25th, presented by Budweiser. Kick is at 7 o'clock. Visit RealSaltLake.com to get your tickets today. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's take a look now at the 7-day forecast, including the holiday.
All right, guys, really beautiful weather expected today. Got pretty warm yesterday, but not as warm today thanks to a north breeze. We'll see sunny in mid-70s. Tomorrow, same thing. Saturday, near 80 and mostly sunny. Sunday, partly cloudy and low 80s. Monday, the holiday, mostly cloudy skies, temperatures around 80. A lot of clouds on Tuesday, perhaps even some showers, temps in the upper 70s. And same thing on Wednesday. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
Right now, 44 downtown.
KSL Drives, a daily look at cars and the cash we spend on them. Here's KSL News Radio's Brian Martin.
Has it been a while since you bought a new car? If you're in the market, know this. 40 miles per gallon is the new 30 miles per gallon. But do you fork over your hard-earned cash for a car that gets 40 mpg? Or do you keep driving the one that gets you about 33 or 34 mpg on the freeway? Well, let's do some math. The 40 mpg car will cost you about $1,600 in gas a year. The 34 mpg car right now costs you about $1,800. It's only a $200 difference a year. But if you're driving a V6 or a V8 engine everywhere you go and you do a lot of city driving, that 40 mpg car may just be the perfect fit. The gas you save could help fund your next big summer vacation. With KSL Drives, I'm Brian Martin, KSL News Radio.
I have the perfect place for you to celebrate Memorial Weekend, historic Ruby's Inn in Bryce Canyon. Take one of the scenic road trips and then top it off with a delightful stay at Ruby's Inn. Did you know Ruby's Inn is one of the best lodging and hospitality facilities in Bryce? Amazing activities and festivals, horseback riding, mountain biking, guided ATV tours, nightly cowboy cookouts, and much more. If you've never been to Bryce Canyon, you are really missing out. Begin your journey off I-15 into Parowan, taking Utah's newest national scenic byway, winding into one of my favorites, Patchwork Parkway 143, for beautiful summer colors found at Cedar Breaks National Monument in Panguitch. But wait, there's so much more. Make your way through Utah's All-American National Scenic Byway 12. You'll also encounter Bryce Canyon National Park's famous hoodoos. And when you're all done, rest up in one of many of Bryce's best lodging facilities like Ruby's Inn.
To learn more about the Bryce Canyon area, visit rubiesinn.com. That's rubiesinn.com.
Attention! On Monday, May 27th, Dave's Bernina at 268 West Center Street in Provo and 691 East St. George Boulevard will be open from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. only, with a special Memorial Day early bird sale.
Come on in. Fantastic savings and special offers.
Deep discounts on all Bernina machines and accessories during these 3 hours.
Save a bunch of money.
Think about the creativity, pride, and accomplishment that a new Bernina sewing, embroidery, or quilting machine has to offer. Now is the time to buy with our Monday, May 27th, Memorial Day early bird sale.
One day only.
8 to 11 a.m. only.
So excited about Bernina.
Really?
Special pricing and no interest financing on certain Bernina models.
It's all about creativity.
Dave's Bernina, 268 West Center Street in Provo.
And in St. George, 691 East St. George Boulevard.
Follow us on Twitter and Facebook.
Dave'sBernina.com.
If you own anything stainless in your kitchen, you can't help but admire the beauty of it when it's clean. But if anyone at all lives in your house, then you're constantly cleaning the stainless. Spray a little or a lot on the refrigerator, over to the dishwasher. Don't forget the stove and oven. The amount of time you spend cleaning it makes it not worth having. And then when the kids raid the refrigerator, well, let's not even go there. And scratches? Well, you definitely need Protect and Shine. Protect and Shine not only helps stainless steel appliances look their best, it prevents harmful bacteria buildup while promoting a germ-free environment. Just a one-time application can last you up to 5 years, and your cleaning time is cut by 90%. You really have to see how it works. Go online right now, protectandshine.com, and get the details. That's protect, the letter N, shine.com. Fall in love with stainless again. Protect and Shine.
Scooters and home oxygen.
Coming up, the latest on this tragic story of two young boys found dead in a home in West Point. We'll have it for you coming up.
And watching Utah's money right now, boy, we're having a tough time on the markets already early this morning. I think the Dow is down, what, 109 points.
109 points. We're at 15,197. NASDAQ down 31. The S&P's already down 16.8.
We will watch money news for you throughout the rest of the morning, and then this afternoon, final numbers with Scott and Maria.
Attention. On Monday, May 27th, Dave's Bernina at 268 West Center Street in Provo and 691 East St. George Boulevard will be open from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. only, with a special Memorial Day early bird sale.
Come on in.
Fantastic savings and special offers.
Deep discounts on all Bernina machines and accessories during these 3 hours.
Save a bunch of money.
Think about the creativity, pride, and accomplishment that a new Bernina sewing, embroidery, or quilting machine has to offer. Now is the time to buy with our Monday, May 27th, Memorial Day early bird sale.
One day only.
8 to 11 a.m. only.
So excited about Bernina.
Really?
Special pricing and no interest financing on certain Bernina models.
It's all about creativity.
Dave's Bernina, 268 West Center Street in Provo.
And in St. George, 691 East St. George Boulevard.
Follow us on Twitter and Facebook.
Dave'sBernina.com.
Are you doing what matters most? Are you creating fun memories with your family now? Don't spend your whole life waiting to live your dreams. Get your leisure life today. A Leisure Life is a company designed to help you create experiences and fun memories now. Join A Leisure Life today and open the door to luxury destinations at a fraction of the cost. High-end condos become a reality without expensive ownership and maintenance fees. Stay a full week at the price you'd normally pay for one or two nights. With A Leisure Life, you'll get better pricing than any major travel website, guaranteed. Call 801-901-8FUN now to schedule your appointment and learn how you can get two free nights to Vegas, Branson, or Orlando absolutely free. Your kids may not remember what they got for their birthday last year, but you can bet they'll remember your family's next fun vacation. Start building fun memories today with A Leisure Life. Call 801-901-8FUN. That's 801-901-8386.
At Good Neighbor Pharmacy, we're more than a place to fill prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care and answers to your questions. Experience the exceptional service that a community pharmacy delivers. Get to know your neighbor at goodneighborpharmacy.com.
Visit a locally owned and operated Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in Utah today and pick up your 2-for-1 Tuesday Salt Lake Bees baseball vouchers. To find a participating Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in your neighborhood, visit slbees.com and click on promotions.
Andy.
Pretty rough and sandy right now. Traffic actually came to a stop for a minute just before 106 South. Don't have an accident recorded there. It looks like just our typical slowdown that's in place between the Draper Bangor Highway exit and the 90th South exit. Also beginning to see more slowing in South Salt Lake between 45th and 33rd South. Ricky?
Andy, we've also had slowdowns coming in from the north, but they are starting to break up. We still have a patch of heavy and slow traffic going through Centerville, but better by the time you're at 5th South Bountiful. And then they pick up again just after the Beck Street overpass. Murray, Arts in the Park, evening season opens Friday, May 31st with On the Air, an old-time radio show. Phone 801-264-2614. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
With a forecast for the Wasatch Front. Look at mostly sunny conditions, cooler today. And right now we have 73 degrees downtown, or 73 is our forecast high. We have 44 degrees downtown Salt Lake.
President Obama is going to talk about drones today and admit that 4 Americans have been killed by drones and talk about how this program should be more transparent. We'll have more about that coming up next.
Utah's first source for live team coverage of breaking news, emergency traffic, severe weather, and local talk. KSL-FM Midvale, KSL.